All right. Thanks, Virgil. Yep, we are here in Chugach, Alaska. It's a beautiful drive all the way from Anchorage. Roads were nice and clear. Teams made it up safe from the Kenai this morning as they took that long haul up the Seward Highway. And we have a tall squad from Birchwood this year, looking very competitive. It's been a good couple of years for Birchwood, but Sam Point Lady Eagles are bringing the heat this year themselves. Ready for the tip-off. Lindsay tipped over, almost out of bounds, saved by Paige, and Sam Point will have first possession as they kick this off. Already, tight man-to-man defense being played by Birchwood Warriors. We'll see how Sam Point handles. Oh, they get swing to the far side. Paige, off-bound shot. Lexi gets a rebound and sends it back outside the perimeter. Bounds into Alexia. She turns into Banks. Gets past the defense. High and good. Great job. And right out the gate, Sam Point bringing a full court press. Good job. Let's see what they call sideline. Great job by Paige. She just got her body right up against the runner and didn't push her out. Just kind of forced her off of balance, made her kind of overcorrect and step on the sideline. So good defense there by Paige Lundgren. Throwing it in. Full court man-to-man being played by the Warriors as well. Paige takes a shot this time, but she got into an opposition underneath the basket. Rebound goes to Birchwood, and here they come moving fast. Nice pass behind the defense. Shot goes up, no good. And a short little layup from about 5 feet out. Oh, soft pass. Almost. That was an easy opportunity for Birchwood to pull that one down, but they didn't. Lindsay fortunately got it. Lindsay tried to pass up the baseline to Alexia, but Alexia was between two main cards for that one to work. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. Sandpoint 2, Birchwood 0. They get past the press, beat the defense. Alexia pulls back, but she's got 2-on-1, and Birchwood capitalized on that. Sandpoint might have to reconsider this full court press if they're not going to be able to make it a little bit more airtight. 2-2 now the score here. Lila has the ball. She takes it to the right-hand side. Met by really stiff defense. Alexia gets a pass from Paige in the paint. Oh, yeah, they're going to call that foul. It was a pretty clean deflection by Birchwood, but just a little bit of contact, and that's going to send Alexia to the line for two. Good job. They passed it right into the top part of the paint where Paige had it. She heard Alexia call for it, turns around. Alexia's behind the defense. Nice tall pass. Gets her the attempted shot. And the foul instead. All right, first attempt by Alexia is good. Here's her second. That one is missed. Loose ball picked up by Birchwood, and here comes the Warriors moving fast. They've got two defenders ahead of them, but she's still going to try to take it all the way. Solid defense from Sandpoint forces a missed layup, and as they scramble for the ball, it's left touched by the Eagles that Birchwood will throw in underneath their own basket. Nice bounce in, open three-point shot, no good off the front of the rim for the Warriors. Held ball as Lila and Malia both rope it up there. So they're going to call a jump ball. Quick, who's on the, and the jump ball will go to Birchwood. We've got Paige, Lila, Malia, Lindsay, and Alexia on the court right now. Oh, bounce in, they almost got it. Oh, and it's gone to the standpoint. It was a good move by Birchwood. They got right in front of the defense, got the bounce in, but Lila has just been a juggernaut defensively. She was able to get the ball tipped out, last touch by the Warriors. Standpoint, full court, man-to-man. Lila gets behind most of the defenders. She gives a long pass to Malia, intercepted by Birchwood. Here they come. 21's got amazing ball handling skills. Wow, beautiful crossover. Takes it to the left-hand side with a left-handed layup. Not sure if he's left-handed or not. Here comes Birchwood, full court press. This was hard for the Lady Eagles yesterday to handle when they played against Kenai. Another standpoint has to go to block the passing. There, Birchwood steals the ball and another turnaround. See the timeout coming up at 6 now for Birchwood, 3 for standpoint. And they've got to put a little more mustard behind their passes because they're getting intercepted left and right. Again, 6-3, Birchwood with the lead. Standpoint with the ball. Swinging over to Malia on the left-hand side. Eagles move it up. Good screen by Lindsay. Now Ariana, who checked in for Paige. She tries to, I think, pass it, but then no one was in the lane where she was passing. It could have been a deflected shot. All right, so Standpoint will have the ball. Yeah, it's deflected by the Warriors. Paige is now checking in for Lila. and Sam Point throwing it in of the corner on the baseline of their own basket. Another good screen by Lindsay, but Ariana to the right hand side. Stolen pass. They have got to watch out. The defense of Berkowitz is too strong. Good job. Lindsay steals the ball, but her pass to Paige gets picked up. Stolen by Berkowitz. Shot up. 8 now for Berkowitz. 3 for Sam Point. And, man, Sam Point's tired, though. They've been playing lots of games. They've been on the road. It's hard to find the strike. Uh-oh. Ariana needs help. She's got to get it. Yep, 5 seconds. Or nope, timeout called by Coach Sarah Schaefer. Wise timeout. Possession was about to be lost. Ariana was really in a tough position there. Defenders were starting to swarm her. She couldn't get help. I think that what we're seeing, though, is this what we see every year. By this time on the road trip, the players have been playing for so long. They've been sleeping on floors. And then on top of all that, our players have been battling a lot of sickness. They definitely took the strain of whatever is in standpoint right now on the road. So each player has been getting it one at a time. So, you know, let's see if they can kind of up the energy a little bit, get their passes a little bit crisper, and that would do a lot to help them once they can get through and start running their offense. They've been able to connect to the basket a couple times. With just under 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter, the score is 8-3 in favor of Birchwood. See if Standpoint can't go on a quick run here. All right, same players coming down the floor, except that Ariana has checked back in for Paige. She ran out really quickly. Passed in over to Lila. Here we go, same point with the ball. Lila cuts in really nice, takes it to the top of the key. She's got a pretty good defender in front of her. Oh, she pulls up her dribble, so she's going to need to get a good pass. She gets a good opportunity to Lindsay. Lindsay is in real hot water. She's right on the almost a travel there. Lindsay gets it. Oh, she cuts right in, puts it up off the paint, off the glass from inside the paint. No good. Rebound to Birchwood. Here's that fast transition. Breakaway, but she fumbles the ball, able to still capitalize on the breakaway and put it up and in for 2. 10 now for Birchwood, 3 for Standpoint. This is looking like a competitive squad. Yeah, stolen pass by Birchwood. Picked up by 21 again. She'll get fouled on the way to the basket and go to the line for 2. Standpoint not wanting to give away another layup. Paige back in, checking in at the booth. 21's going to go to the line now for an opportunity for 2. First step is good, making this 11-3. And Lila sits down again, and Paige comes in. Second attempt is also solid. Here comes the Eagles with possession. Full court press, got to get past it. Takes a lot of effort to get past it. Good passing by Alexia. She's got Lindsay. Oh, she goes down to the baseline. So Paige will pass it all the way to Lindsay. Ooh, she was feeling the three-pointers last night, but she's not getting much room to work with in order to set up for a 3. High pass to Alexia, but she's behind the defense. Nice deflection. 23 had what looked like to be a pretty clean deflection. They're going to call a foul on it and send Alexia to the line for 2. You know, that was a tough one. She may have put her hand on Alexia a little bit, but on the whole, it was a pretty good play. Alexia got right behind the defense. Great job there, getting behind the defense and putting up a shot. Alexia missed the first one, got the second one. Standpoint back on the board with 4 now, but still trailing the 12 of Virtuous. Here comes the Warriors. Oh, a little trouble at the half line. Standpoint puts a trap on there, and they steal the ball. Oh, it was a good deflection off the pass, but it goes out of bounds last touch by the Eagles. Good job forming the trap and putting some real pressure on Birchwood there. Throwing gets in, but man, still, this Ariana and Lindsay put in some tight defense. Oh, they get 21. She's pretty good on the layup. And as she fires one off, it goes off the rim into the hands of Paige, but she gets a jump ball called. It gets roped up by a player from Birchwood as well. Ooh, inbound pass intercepted and last touch by the Eagles, by the Warriors. Standpoint's got to work to get open. Paige is open. She moves fast. She quickly finds Lindsay. Lindsay's past the half-court line. Only one defender ahead of her. She took a little too long to look around for help because Alexia had an opportunity. But here we go. Standpoint over to Paige. She's working her way into post. Beautifully done. 23 is taller than Paige. And definitely not just skinny and weak, but Paige still muscles her way in. Ooh, Paige just ran right in front of the ball, almost caused a blocking. But they fired it off just in time. Another jump ball there, and Paige, man, that was a quick hustle. She put a wall up in front of the player. That was almost a real head-on collision. Jump ball this time goes to Birchwood. Good effort by the Eagles. They have 6. Birchwood has 12. Sandpoint trying to claw their way back. Another tight defensive play by Sandpoint forces the ball out of bounds off the throw-in. Birchwood still has possession. Play in action. Lindsay, nice defense. Over now to Birchwood, moving up inside the paint. They're able to pass it over to the perimeter. And now working at the baseline, 21% shot to Smith. Rebound by Birchwood. There's a putback all around the rim and back down, man. That touched every part of the rim. Okay, here we go. Sandpoint with the ball now. Ariana just burns it past the defense. She's in a little too deep. And a jump ball as Ariana put her hand up looking for a pass, but nobody was in front of her. They put their hands on it, forcing a jump ball. Ariana's throwing it in. She's got to have some poise here. Alexia gets it. Saves it from being stolen. Puts up a shot from about 10 feet out. No good. Rebound to Birchwood. It's a fast break. Defense catches up pretty quick, but she does a good job putting up a shot. Oh, man, but she's missed. It's an air ball. Another jump ball as Paige gets it. And number 10 is another really intense player that's guarding Paige. And that's where a lot of jump balls can happen. Sandpoint still trailing 6-14. Birchwood with the ball this time with the jump ball. Inbound pass. It's lost. And, man, it really looked like a touch the sideline last touch by Birchwood, but they throw it in, it hits Alexia's foot, and goes back out of bounds. Still Birchwood possession. Two gets open for 3 on the baseline, off the top of the rim. Rebound goes to Birchwood. Here's a putback, no good. Oh, a travel called on Alexia, who brought down the rebound. Interesting call. The referee did have a good line of sight, though. Throwing it in now, already throwing basket again. Ball goes loose, picked up by Lindsay. She's got a lot of defenders ahead of her, so she slows down the pace, waits for her team. Malia for 3, wide open, off the glass, and good! A much-needed 3-pointer for Sandpoint. 14 now for Birchwood, 9 for the Eagles. Eagles still pulling the full-court press. They're going to try to trap it here, but there's a good screen. What's the call going to be? Ooh, they're saying the defense forced the ball out of bounds. Pretty physical on the full-court press for Sandpoint, but they're getting some good calls on it. 14 for Birchwood, 9 for Sandpoint. Here comes the Eagles with the ball. Alexia, tightly defended. She's going to, that was actually Ariana. She'll find Lindsay. Lindsay swings to the right hand side. She's now guarded by number 10, who puts a real. Oh! Ariana accidentally slaps number 21, who steals the ball. Ariana tries to reach it in and gets 21 right in the face. So that's going to be a foul against Ariana. I think her second of the night. Yep, her first. And the player from Birchwood's kind of blinking a little bit there. Wasn't exactly a bell ringer, but it was definitely a pretty solid contact. Here we go, Birchwood's ball, taking it over to the right-hand side, breaking into the paint, the ball gets loose, picked up, and snatched away by Malia. She has possession. I see they called on. Good call right there. Malia definitely has possession. Birchwood with lots of contact, forcing the foul. 90 seconds left here in the first quarter. Sandpoint still down by 5. Looking for someone to throw it in. Malia does a long pass. It's going to come short right into the hands of Birchwood to travel. I think they're calling that a carry. It was some sort of violation. The ball just went right into her hands, and she kind of started walking with it pretty quickly before she could get her dribble down, and then a little bit of a carry. All right, Sandpoint throws it in. Here comes, ooh, she's got to watch her carry there, Lila. Malia again for 3, and it was almost in. Chases down the rebound, doesn't quite get it. Into the hands of Birchwood. Here's a fast break for the Warriors. Lindsay gets back there, but 21 has a really good grip on these fast breaks, and she makes the layup happen. 9 now for Sandpoint, 16 for Birchwood Warriors. Lila gets past the defense. She's got some tight D, making it hard. She needs help. Oh, the page who is open. Misses the pass. Lindsay sees that coming, so she gets into a good position, saves it. Lila open for 3, but no Malia now for 3. Good passing on the ball. Turns it. Just hits the back of the rim, goes straight down. Beautiful shot. That's now 16-12. Oh, a steal by Lindsay. She needs help. She's got to get help. Lila comes to her aid. Pass into Alexi, who's cutting to the basket. She has to go to her knees to save the ball. Oh, man, good passing by the Eagles. They've really picked up the game. Oh, Lindsay drives in, almost gets the and one. It was a close shot. Hits the top of the rim from just about 10 feet out in paint. Takes the ball, goes down, gets a foul. Chance for a little redemption at the line. There you go, shot up. Oh, just out the front of the rim for the first attempt. Here comes Lindsay with her second attempt. Players get ready for the rebound. She sinks it right over the top of the rim and into the net. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Sandpoint trails by three. And I think it's a blocking call on Lindsay there as she was trying to get in front of the player. They're going to pull back the full court press at the sideline throw-in. Here comes the Warriors with the ball. Not wide open shot, but open shot for three. Misses the rim. Another putback by 23. That won't go down either. Sandpoint takes possession. Here's a big pass from Lindsay. Oh, but tipped up by Birchwood. The attempt to save it won't happen. Sandpoint will remain in possession of the ball, throwing in from the sideline. Again, 16 seconds. Sandpoint down by three. Lila gets the pass in. Passes. Oh, another deflected ball by the Warriors. Sandpoint will throw in again. 13 seconds on the clock. Sandpoint down by three. Could tie it going into the second quarter here. Throw in. Paige works her way to the baseline. Beautiful job working up the baseline. Gets to the post. Nice shot about 3 point out. Sandpoint down by one with 6 seconds. Trying to keep from fouling. And there's time. It's a buzzer beater. Oh, man, that was darn close. Does not go in, though. At the quarter, 16 for Birchwood, 15 for Sandpoint. They make the comeback. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors and be back for second quarter action. See if Sandpoint can't take the lead.
All righty, got a little break right here from the action. First quarter over, Lady Eagles are facing off against the Birchwood Warriors in Chugiak, Alaska.
The city of King Cobb is a proud underwriter of Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting and Community Radio. King Cobb is a first-class city established in 1949 and located on the Pacific side of the Alaska Peninsula. It is 18 miles southeast of Cold Bay and 625 miles southwest of Anchorage. The six-member King Cove City Council meets at least once a month on the second or fourth Wednesday of each month. Contact the City of King Cove by calling 907-497-2340 or visiting their website at cityofkingcove.com.
All right, we are getting ready, getting our tournaments all together. We're still awaiting word on whether King Cove is going to make it to Naknek for the Sockeye Invitational. We will be having that calendar, the schedule of events for that tournament posted at apradio.org here in merely minutes. In the meantime, you can also look forward to the Seward tournament that the Eagles will be at, and that begins tomorrow as well. Here you go, back to Austin and Chugiak.
All right, underway here in the second quarter. Sandpoint has the ball. They just trail Birchwood by one. I'm telling you, it's a real fit-looking Birchwood squad playing good basketball. Alexia gets behind the defense, cuts up the side of the post, and puts it in for two. And there it is. Sandpoint takes the lead for the first time this game, 17-16. Birchwood with the ball. Player picks up her dribble. Oh, trying to work it down the post. They get to the baseline, put up a shot behind the backboard, hit the backboard. And it's going to be a timeout called by Coach Schaefer. Lila was in a pretty tough defensive position. Sandpoint could have broken out fairly simply, but instead they're going to hold the ball and restart. And speaking on Bristol Bay, the Sockeye Classic or Sockeye Invitational, it is we are still waiting to see what's going to happen, but from what I have heard over in King Cove, not happening today for the flight out. And rumor has it tomorrow is supposed to be even worse. So if we are able to make it to the Sockeye Invitational, we will have coverage. If not, we'll provide as much coverage of Sandpoint down in Seward as possible. Crossing our fingers for the rookies and the T-Jacks that they can get out there. All right, Ariana's going to throw it in. Another hard pass or a long pass. That's going to get picked off by Virtua. They just can't get away with that. Defense of Virtua is too strong. Ball goes loose. I can't see who was last touched by. Looks like it's going to be a throw-in for Birchwood underneath their own basket, but in the corner. Richard throws it in. Shot for three, but she was pretty hard defended. Yep, doesn't go down. Lila gets the rebound, but, man, she's got to get some help. She starts moving fast to get that to defense. Another long lob hits the Birchwood player in the back. Lindsay gets the ball back and puts up a shot from about the right-hand side. Doesn't go down. Held ball. Jump ball. I think this time it's going to be possession for the Birchwood. And, yeah, Sandpoint is taking a lot of these long passes. And their passing has improved, but the long passes have not really been connecting the way that they would like them to. All right, Birchwood with possession. 21 breaks in, runs the baseline, puts up a shot from about 7 feet out, over the top of the rim, hits the rim, rolls over. He's going to bounce out on the baseline, last touch by Sandpoint. All right, here we go. Lindsay's going to sit down. Paige will step in. Here we go. Birchwood throws it in. Over to her. She's open for three. It's going to be hard off the glass. Outbound. Last touch by the Warriors. Yep. So Sandpoint will throw it in underneath or on the side. All right. Here we go. Sandpoint with possession. Still that full court press. Malia's open. They see it. Malia gets the pass. She's open for three. It's a nice shot off the glass. Sandpoint extends the lead now, 20-16. 6:30 left to go in the half. Here comes Birchwood. They needed some points on the board. They fire a quick shot off. Nothing but net from 21. She is their sharpshooter. 20-18. Sandpoint with the ball. Lila breaks the defense, gets over the half court line, takes over the right hand side. Pass to Paige. Works her way in the paint. All over the rim. Alexia at the putback. No one defending her. Nicely done by Alexia. 22 now for Sandpoint, 18 for Birchwood. Sandpoint starting to really gain some momentum. Oh, man. 21 gets the pass for Birchwood, and she's right at the sideline, accidentally puts her foot on the line. And Birchwood, who was enjoying a pretty healthy control of the game, is now a little bit on the back of their heels here, trying to get back into it. Sandpoint leading by four. Just under 6 to go in the half. Paige going to work the baseline up again. Oh, a little hard off the glass. He might go down. Fighting for the rebound. Paige gets it. Outside of Ariana. Ariana to Lila. She's got an opportunity for three. Won't take it. Sends it to Malia. Wow, what a nice pass. Malia's pass to Paige, who is down the bottom post. It's just a little bit too far off to the right-hand side. Out of bounds in the baseline. Warriors get the ball. No full court press from Sandpoint now. They're saving their energy. They've got a long game ahead of them and a long tournament this weekend. Stolen by Alexia. Pass is right into her hands. She takes it, moving fast. Oh, the player did some great defense. Stopped the pass from Ariana, but she falls down in the process. Birchwood regains possession, though. 21 lays it up. A rare miss from 21. Alexia on the cherry pick. Good fast move by defense, number five, who intercepted the last pass. He is able to deflect the ball from Alexia's hands and goes out of bounds, last touch by the Warriors. So Sandpoint will have possession underneath their own basket. Malia's going to sit down. Lindsay's going to check in. Bouncing to Lila. She fakes the defender off, puts up a shot, a little bit hard off the glass. Paige just ropes this player. Grabs the ball, lifts the girl off the ground as she just, like, carries the ball over. Jump ball. 22 for Sandpoint, 18 for the Warriors from Birchwood. Oh, Ariana moves in, gets a nice pass. Oh, but she drops the pass, picks it back up. That was a good move by Ariana to create an open play. Lindsay gets the pass. She's terribly close to the half-court line. Driving the paint. She's in open lane. Floating layup all over the top of the rim. No good. Paige with the putback. That was going down. 24-18. Whew, Paige is just breathing some new life into the Eagles right now, giving them this lead. 24-18. 3-point shot by the Birchwood. No good. Lila gets the rebound. Attempts to steal it back from the girls. And I think it's travel. Okay, they get the jump ball before they call the travel on Lila. She was on the ground and definitely kind of moving on the floor a little bit more than she should have, trying to get the ball back. That pretty quickly can be a travel. And some discussion from the table and the referees. I think it's over who has possession. Sandpoint with possession. Looks like they're going to stack it up here a little bit. Now they're spreading out. Full court press, though. Over to Lindsay. Lindsay turns in. She's got a lob ground to get past the half court line. She does it. Oh, but loses her dribble. Almost stolen by Birchwood. Oh, this is stolen. Great defense by five. Takes off the Lila's hands, but man, she was way out of position on that fast break. Layup missed. Lila travel. Yeah. I didn't even see it happen, but I could tell right away what that was. Lila was on a fast break, two defenders around her, and heard the whistle. I knew that was a travel. 4:18 to go in the half. The score 24-18 in favor of Sandpoint. Lindsay back in. Or no, who was it that checked in? There's Malia. Malia checks in. Alexia sits down. Burford has the ball. Five, breaks into the lane. Lots of defense, but she'll quickly pass up to 21. Fast shot from three-point territory, no good. Lila gets the ball, takes a couple steps and starts dribbling. No travel call. Nice pass across the post. Oh, all over the rim. That's going to be a foul right there against Paige, and she did not foul. She's going to take the foul. And, man, that was a great pass as Lindsay was cutting up. Her ball hit every part of the rim before not going down. Paige is going to the line for two. Ooh, top of the rim and off. Good job by both these squads keeping light on the fouls. Richwood does have five, Sandpoint only three. Paige's second attempt. That one's nothing but net. And that should be, so I guess there's a lane violation, so she's going to have a second attempt. Lucky break for Paige there. The first miss is a lane violation. Off the back of the rim for the second attempt. Rebound goes to Birchwood. And here comes the Warriors moving real fast on transition. They get the left-hand side of the perimeter. Into the paint. 21's got a lot of defense around here. Puts up an off-bound shot. No good. Saved by Birchwood. Another three-point shot. That's going over the rim. Lilo gets the rebound. She's got some tight defense though, that she's trying to work past. She finds a wide-open Ariana who will take it. Nice ball handling by Ariana. Malia, open for three in the corner. It's off the glass. Just misses. Rebound put back by Paige. It's over the rim. Fight for the ball. And they're going to call. That's an interesting call. It didn't really seem like anyone had possession of the ball at that moment, but it was on the arm of one of the Berkman players. So as Paige fought for it, they're going to call the foul on her. Her first, though. 25-18, Sandpoint with the lead. Shot up from deep in three-point territory. No good for Berkman. Ball's on the floor. Paige picks it up, deflected by Birchwood. And Birchwood is kind of getting desperate with some of these shots. They're kind of taking shots that are, instead of running their offense, they're quickly getting to their side, taking some shots, trying to get some points on the board. Ooh, almost a stolen inbound pass. Lila gets the ball back from Paige, though. Quickly drains it over the half-court line. Good defense, though, from Birchwood. They have a lot of energy. Ariana gets the pass. Lindsay for three. Oh, just off the back of the iron. It's pretty close, though. Paige gets the ball. She's working her way. Drops into the paint. Oh, just over the rim and down. Hits the net. Paige, again. 27-18 now. Sandpoint with a lead with 2:30 left to go in the half. 21 gets a nice pass to 21 and passes back. Hits her foot, goes out of bounds, and that's going to be a possession for they're saying it hit the foot of Sandpoint. I'm getting a little frustrated here. Becoming a little bit of a physical game. Nothing out of control. Not like Lou and Christie and the Sandpoint boys, but still. Stolen ball by Sandpoint. Lindsay on a fast break. Ariana ahead of her. She's going to take it all the way. Oh, good deflection by number five. Missed layup. Fast break now coming for Birchwood. And, again, they take a shot that was not forced and miss it from the rim. I'd like to see Birchwood taking their time a little bit here. Paige gets the rebound on another missed shot. Ariana, fast break. She's got Lindsay behind her and some real tight defense. Oh, counts the basket. 21 with this all over Ariana. She's running down in a really tough position. Puts up just a prayer, and it goes in with the shot from the foul to make this a three-point play. Timeout called by Birchwood. The score now is 29 for Sandpoint, 18 for the Warriors. 2 minutes left to go. Sandpoint storming back. They were down for much of the first quarter. They were down by, but at the quarter break, they were only down by one. Quickly got the lead, never looked back. I'm going to give a big shout-out to Paige today, who has definitely led the Eagles scoring, I think, the majority of the points since they've gotten the lead, mostly down the post, getting the ball and just doing a good job working her muscle as she gets up into the post and putting the shots up from underneath the basket. standpoint with a 11-point lead. Don't forget, we will have the boys at 4:30 immediately following this game, so don't go far. The boys against Birchwood. We were talking to one of the students here, and from what he could remember, he thinks Birchwood got third place last year at the tournament. So interesting to see how many returning players they have from last year. Thanks for tuning in to KSDP. We're glad you're listening. It's a road trip 2020. We are hoping to have some King Cove action coming your way here starting tomorrow. We'll keep you updated on the Sockeye Invitational and also with the Seward Invitational. Let you know what those games are going to look like as well. Arion makes it. 3-point play. 30-18 now is the score. Paige is going to sit down. Lindsay's going to come in. Full court press is back for the Eagles. Looks like Birchwood's going to get past it pretty easily, though. Duke got behind the defense. Good job playing up the jumper. Malia was all over her, but she was still able to connect to the basket. 20 now for Birchwood, 30 for standpoint. Oh, that's scary, but they're not going to call it. Stolen ball by Birchwood. Picked up, oh, but the pass goes long. Almost saved by number two. Oh, and she threw it in. They're going to say it went off the hands of Malia. All right, Birchwood throwing it in at the basket. Inbound pass is good, but, man, she's looking for a shot. She's got hands all over her. She's able to fortunately get to number 23 across the post, but that one won't go down. Standpoint with that rebound. Pass to Malia. She's open. Lindsay for three in the corner. Short of the rim. Picked up by Alexia. Oh, her put back off the glass is good for two. Perfectly done, man. That was tightly defended, too. 32 for Standpoint, 20 for Birchwood. And, yeah, Alexia puts a little bit of a body check on number 23. That's going to send her to the line. 32 now for Standpoint, 20 for Birchwood, and we are just over 1 minute left to go in the half. And Standpoint doing a great job here, storming back and just gaining the lead, holding on to it, extending their lead. And Birchwood doing a great job on defense, but having a struggle here offensively. This is the first attempt for the line. We'll get one more attempt. And it's just these unforced shots that they're taking. They need to take their time to run their offense, but they're just wanting points back on the board so bad. Oh, missed the second attempt. Picked up by Standpoint, but a soft pass gets intercepted. Birchwood has another chance here. Moving the ball around. Five drives in. Took an extra step there. No travel call, though. Referees are being a little bit light on the travel calls. That's fair. Standpoint had, I think, a jump ball right there. Oh, they say the timeout got through in time. It was going to be a jump ball, but Sarah Schaefer called the timeout real fast, and Standpoint will remain in possession of the ball. With 50 seconds left to go in the first half, Standpoint in the lead by 12. They've been doing a great job keeping their cool. They're deep in this road trip, so you know they're feeling tired, but Standpoint, the Lady Eagles, have just been such a force this year, and they're only getting better the more that they play. Six fouls for the home squad of Birchwood, five for the Lady Eagles. So going into the second half, foul trouble should not be much of an issue. A welcome relief after Paige got herself into foul trouble real early yesterday against the Kenai Cardinals. Here we go, the teams break from huddle. Malia's going to throw it in for the Eagles. And the strength for the Birchwood is definitely their defense. Lila gets the pass in, crosses it over. Brings it up to the half-court line and is able to get past the half-court line, but they're playing a man-to-man full-court press. So, oh, pass gets tipped up and picked up by the Birchwood Warriors. 36 seconds up on the clock. Here they come, moving fast. Two takes it all the way into lane. Beautiful layup by number two. Just takes up the right-hand side, up and in. Standpoint up by 10 with 26 seconds. Lila gets past the D. She got Alexia open on the baseline. Puts up a shot. Not going to go down. Rebound goes to Birchwood. The only time moving fast. Ariana doesn't foul, but pokes the ball loose. And the Birchwood remains in possession. Shot by two. Good. Breaking the 10-point barrier with 3 seconds left. They're not going to get a shot off. They hold the ball. And there we go, the halftime. And a much-needed couple points on the board there for Birchwood. They're going in with a little bit of momentum, but Standpoint is going in with an 8-point lead, and that's going to be really tough for them to overcome as we enter the second half here at Chugiak, Alaska. Again, the score, Standpoint with 32, the Birchwood Warriors with 24, 10 minutes is on the clock, and we'll be back in a flash.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds and Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
We got a couple of minutes during this halftime. Thank you very much for helping support community radio. How about some Halsey? Nightmare.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I shall die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
I keep on wrecking another wreckage in my life. I got a wrecking another weapon in my mind. It's dark. I've tasted blood and it is sweet. I've had the rubble beneath my feet. I've trusted lies and trusted men. Broke down and put myself back together again. Stared in a mirror and punched it to shatters. Collected the pieces and picked out a dagger. I've pinched my skin in between my two fingers and wished I could cut some parts off with some scissors. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn thing. I keep a record of the wreckage in my life. But I'm no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a night. No, I won't smile, but I'll show you my teeth. And I'ma let you speak if you just let me breathe. I've been polite, but won't be caught dead. Letting a man tell me what I should do in my bed. Keep my exes in check in my basement. Cause kindness is weakness, or worse, you're complacent. I could play nice, or I could be a bully. I'm tired and angry, but somebody should be. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn thing. I keep a record of the wreckage in my life. I'm no sweet dream, but I'm a hell of a night.
That's my bad. I tried to add some Tay in there, and it did not occur. We got a couple minutes. Give me one more try, and I'll do it again. Okay, everybody. Come on. There we go.
Flashback starts, I'm standing there on the balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball games. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pills. Begging you.
Okay, we are going to fade out Taylor Swift. Sorry about that, Tay. We're going to go on over to Chugiak Birchwood Christian School, the Warriors and the Lady Eagles. Here you go, Austin.
Hey, Virgil, how's it going?
It's all yours, Austin.
All right, thanks, man. All right, so we're back here, folks. And Sandpoint still with the lead, but the gap is quickly being closed by Birchwood as they switch the sides up for these two teams. Sandpoint, oh, gets behind. Alexia gives Sandpoint the much-needed 2 points, 34-28 now. And Birchwood's coming out here knowing that they have to do something. Ball almost thrown by Sandpoint. Birchwood gets the pass across the way, gets 2 more points. Sandpoint with a 4-point lead. And a ball nearly stolen by Birchwood, but let's see the call. Wait and see where the call is going to send the ball. Yeah, Sandpoint will throw it in their own territory, looking for an opportunity here. Playing the action. Lindsay opens for three. Oh, but she steps into the lane, takes a nice little layup. Oh, just doesn't go down. Good attempt by Lindsay. That was a nice move. Fast break, almost shut down by Paige. Sandpoint needs to get the ball back. This is put it into a 2-point game. Berger gets the possession, moves back outside. Oh, long pass. It was a little bit too far out of reach for number 10, one of the tallest players on the court. Still couldn't make it happen, though. There's a throw in for Sandpoint. Lila moving fast to the right-hand side over the half-court line. Five is one of the best defenders on the floor. Forces the ball on the ground, and she gets possession. Foul. Foul on Lila. The ball was stolen away from her, fully in the possession of Birchwood, and she was trying to get back, forces the contact. Lila will catch her breath, and in will come Malia. Sandpoint with possession. Oh, no, sorry, Birchwood with possession. Moving the ball up. Fast-paced game for these Warriors coming in out of the half. Long three, coming off the left-hand side. Bounces hard off the rim, gets into the hands of Birchwood. And here they come. Oh, wide open for three. That one also hits the back iron hard. Sandpoint looked down that one. They left her wide open. Malia gets a pass, but there's too many defenders on the ground. Paige with the possession. Over to Ariana. Good job. Oh, man, and Ariana was trying to pass it upstream to Lindsay, and it just kind of flows off her hands in a weird position. Score still 34-30, Sandpoint holding on to a 4-point lead. Passes to the paint, outside to the runner on the right-hand side, off balance, no good. Oh, last touch by Sandpoint as it goes out of bounds in the baseline. The Warriors will throw in underneath their own basket. Here they go, play in motion, bounce in, stolen by Alexia, turns. She's got some defenders coming her way. She can just probably hold back and let the ball, her team catch up with her. Good thing at the basket. Yeah, bad shot out of position. Comes short of the rim. Rebound goes to Birchwood. They've got their own fast break. Good defense from Lindsay, but like I said before, he's number 21 there on the floor. She doesn't miss. 2-point game now as Birchwood has stormed back from a 12-point deficit. Ariana to the top of the key. Lindsay keeps the pass. Ariana's wide open for three in the corner. Oh, just at the back of the rim. Rebound to Birchwood. Here's 21. Crosses over instead of making a move for the fast break. Her pass to 10 is just off her fingertips. She was well behind the defense. Would have been a nice shot for her. Here you go, Sandpoint with possession. Has to get past his full court press. Ooh, a Birchwood parent getting pretty worked up over here, talking to the referee. I think they're asking the Birchwood. They're ejecting the fan. And parents still kind of going off a little bit here. And Birchwood personnel coming in to and parent not happy here, kind of making his exit. And they're going to have a quick talk with the referees, send the teams back to their spots. That could be a technical on Birchwood, potentially. Not really sure if they're going to do that to them as a parent. But, yeah, that parent was complaining all the way out about some sort of elbow in the back. Might have been a play away from the ball. It's been a physical game. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, the parent was not thrilled about this missed call. Peacefully leaves the stadium, though, sharing his opinion on the way. So the teams are going to get a couple minutes. The referees are talking about what to do here. And I think that, you know, it was possession for Birchwood, I think, when that happened, when the dad kind of started yelling at the referee. They're just going to tell the team to play ball, give the ball back to Birchwood. That would be a story for the dinner table tonight when the family gets together and talks about the basketball game. But that one time dad got kicked out of the basketball game. All right, 34-32, Sandpoint with a slim lead, 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. All right, bounced into Birchwood. Ball gets stolen by Sandpoint. They're all over Malia. Oh, they don't call the jump ball. Stolen right back by Lindsay, though. She's got tight defense coming behind her. And here we go, Ariana with the ball. Crosses over. Oh, passes to Lindsay. She saves it. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be blue possession. That was fortunate. Number 10 was really making a fast break. It didn't go over and back. It got knocked off her knee. And Sandpoint will keep a lucky possession there. Looking for someone to break to the ball. No one's getting open. She's going to have to do something. Yep, throws it in. Five chases it down. Runs the baseline. Passes straight in the hands of Lindsay. And five knocked the ball out of Lindsay's hands. It goes out of bounds on the sideline. But, yeah. Ariana's going to go in. Lindsay's going to throw in the ball. I think this is a good decision to have Lindsay throw in the ball here. Kind of that more experienced player knows what to do. Oh, Ariana got the passing, though, and the ball stolen by 21. Between Ariana's legs. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how intentional that was or wasn't, but 21 just put it right between Ariana's legs and then goes after it. But the ball was picked by Sandpoint, and someone just tomahawked Lindsay. Not too hard, but, yeah, definitely gives the ball to Sandpoint. Easy foul. Long pass to Paige. She turns around. Oh, her hard pass to Alexia. She should start dribbling. Covered some distance, but I think they're hoping to get the fast break there. 34-32, still the score. Sandpoint holds on to the lead. Here's Birchwood with the passing. Breaking the full court press fast. They do their own high pass, though, and that goes out of bounds. Sandpoint throwing it in. They're having a hard time with this full court press. Ariana gets wide open, though. They're double-teaming Lindsay. Ariana pulls up her dribble and throws away the ball. Picked up by Birchwood. Here we go. Warriors trying to get 21. Missing the layup. Put back by 10. That's good. Tied game. 34 apiece. Sandpoint looking for an opportunity here. Lindsay drives it all the way in. Bounces to Anna for three. Just at the back of the iron. Oh, rebound almost goes in the hands of Lexia, but spits up. 21 was breaking fast. He was going to get the feed from 10, but it's a little too hard, out of bounds. All right, Sandpoint with possession. This full court press, though, is really giving him a hard time. Lexi gets the pass. Turns and burns. Get past the defense. She's on a fast break. Fortunately, gets a foul. She is driving into a whole bunch of defense. Sandpoint kind of needs to cool down, let their team catch up and start running running their offense. They've got a good offensive presence. They can run the plays. Eventually score Mason three-pointers. High pass by Malia, over and back. Sandpoint chases it down, but that's going to be not over and back. Apparently when you're throwing to the side, you can throw it into the backcourt. You just can't have it touch somebody. Oh, picked up. Ball goes everywhere. Picked up by Birchwood. Underneath the basket. Missed shot. Those couple missed shots. This is going to be the second attempt. That time they have no choice but to call a foul. Malia is going to pick up that one, sending number 5 to the line. 3:24, tied game at 34 apiece. Sandpoint was up by 12 at one point. Interesting, I thought that was a there and back again, too. There and back, but over and back. But apparently you can throw the ball into the backcourt off of a baseline throw-in. Off the back of the iron on that first attempt. Aaron's going to sit down and Lila's going to check in. That's going to be very helpful off this full court press. Lila definitely the top ball handler for the Lady Eagles. Birchwood takes the lead for the first time in quite a while. Lila gets a pass and quickly gets past the defense. Lindsay wide open, breakaway. Keeps her composure, but man, defense catches up, puts a lob, defense in front of her. Missed shot by her. Oh man, and Alexia fouls. She was making a bunch of weird cues going towards the basket. Alexia just couldn't quite get a grip on where she was going, forces a foul as she powers up. She goes to the line for two herself. Birchwood with the lead, just by one. That one's off the top of the rim. Birchwood continues at one-point lead. Here we go. Passing over to the player for her second attempt. Shot is up. That one's good. Two-point lead now for the Warriors. Lila gets the ball, runs in. Standpoint, playing fast transition, but they're just running it right up. Across the post, over to Malia, Lindsay for three. Off the top of the key, doesn't go down. Lila gets the rebound. She needs help, though. She picks up her dribble. Jump ball. And that's going to be in favor of Standpoint. Lindsay was on fire with the three-pointers. If we could see a little bit more of that magic starting to materialize, that would be a big boost for Standpoint. Pass into Lindsay. She takes it over to the right side. Malia now with the ball. Back over to Lindsay, who takes it closer to the half-court line. Drives in, looking for lane. Oh, bounces into Alexia. Nice deflection by 23. Her pass goes right in Malia's hands. Spinning Sahara off the glass, in for two. Tied game at 36 apiece. 2:35 left to go in the third quarter. Throw in, full court pressure by Standpoint. Five, foul. As Paige tries to reach in, forces the foul. Well, that's the 15th foul this half for Standpoint. They have gone from very few fouls to a bit more than they need to do here in this third quarter. Long shot goes over the rim by Birchwood. Putback equally not as good. Ball's on the floor. Going to go out of bounds on the baseline. Last touch by Birchwood. Again, we have a tied game here at 36 apiece. Standpoint with possession. Looking on that bouncing. Page is wide open. Not going to give it to Page. Malia's got to do something. Right into the hands of Birchwood. Going long. She should. Oh, but stolen back by Malia. A little redemption there. Over to Lila. Running the sideline. And Lindsay wide open for three. She takes it. Off the top of the rim. Oh, man. And Page accidentally takes down a Birchwood player who was going for the rebound. That was a tough. The referees have let quite a bit slide today on both sides. Both pitchers are starting to tighten things up a little bit. Pass right in the hands of Paige. Oh, but going right back as she passes to Lindsay. Here's Birchwood moving quickly. Shot from about 12 feet out. Drains it. Birchwood is lead by two. 1:49 left to go here in the quarter. Lila moving real fast at the sideline. She's got defenders ahead of her, though. Setter steps, takes a dribble. Pulls back, feeds it to Alexia. She's on the floor, has to find help. Lila, Lindsay's wide open for three again. Hopefully this one goes in. Just again off the top of the rim. Good look from Lindsay, though. They're very close. Burke is moving fast on transition. Two for long, 21 with a long shot for two. No good. Rebound on the floor. Lindsay picks it up. Oh, she falls to the ground. Looks like there's a little bit of contact, but they're going to call it out of bounds. Gertrude with a two-point lead. We're at 1:15 in the third quarter. The Warriors have possession. Oh, stolen pass. Lindsay just saw it right where it's going. Oh, but it goes in the hands of 10. He was only 10 feet away from basket. No good. Put back by 23 is good. Gertrude now has a four-point lead. Standpoint needs to connect here on the next possession. Lila bounces into Alexia. Turns into the paint. Takes it back outside of the perimeter. Paint. Working the baseline. Beautiful job. Just doesn't go down. Ball's loose. Oh, 23 is hurt. Yeah, 23 is on the floor, and that was just a bad spot for her to be in. She couldn't find a way to get up, and she got knocked a little bit by a Standpoint player. Getting back up. Good effort there by 23. Yeah, okay, that did not feel good. So go sit down for a quick second. All right, here we go. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter. Sandpoint down by 4. See if they can come back here. Birchwood has possession. Throwing it in at the half court. Driving to the baseline. Jumper, no good. Rebound, though. Sandpoint has got to start working his rebound. Nice deflection by Alexia. Sends the ball flying. It's on the floor again. Paige is fighting for it. They're going to call a jump ball there. Paige had possession. Birchwood gets their hands on it. All right, playing the on the play in action here. Birchwood throws it in. That's a three-pointer. It's going to be short of the rim. Picked up by Alexia. Lindsay on a fast break, but she couldn't see her. If she hands it off to Lila. Lila brings it in. Bounce over to Alexia. Off position. Shot misses the rim. Picked up by Birchwood. And here from the Warriors. 12 seconds left on the clock. Their pass gets almost lost, so they hold on to possession. Across the perimeter, number 2 now, drives into the paint, jumper from the free throw line, just off the top of the rim, and there we go. At the buzzer, 40 for Birchwood with a screaming comeback, 36 for Sandpoint. We're going to see who wins it here in the next few minutes. We'll be back in 1 minute for fourth quarter action.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
We're going to slide one more underwriting spot in there. How about thanks to the Newton family?
The Newton family at Barefoot in Alaska in Cold Bay says, let's all gear up for another exciting season of boys and girls high school basketball. If you can, please attend as many games as possible. Our area kids appreciate seeing those friendly faces in the crowd. This reminder brought to you courtesy of Barefoot in Alaska, proud underwriters of high school basketball on KSDP.
All right, back to Birchwood and the Eagles. Here you go, Austin.
Great, let him play some basketball.
Yeah.
No, I think that's on both sides for sure.
All right, we're live with you, Austin.
All right, we're back in action here. There's the buzzer, and 40 for Birchwood, 36 for Sandpoint. They led by 12, I believe, at the end of the half, or at the beginning of the half. But Birchwood came out with fire in the third quarter, knowing that they had to really make something happen here if they were going to walk away with a win. They were able to do it. They came back strong. Sandpoint hasn't given up either, though. Let's see what happens as we come in here to the fourth and final quarter. Sandpoint with possession. Over to Lindsay. Deal pass to Lila's on the bench right now. Oh, there's an Ariana. She, like, moved just outside the ball when it's happening. Stolen by Birchwood. Here's 21 on the left-hand side. Ooh, a good layup by 21. Jeez, 6-foot lead now for Birchwood. Sandpoint has got to do something. There, I get to throw in, dribbling over. She loses her dribble, passes it to Alexia. Alexia powers into the paint, foul, on her way to the basket. Sandpoint for a chance for the free throw line here. Could be a good opportunity for them to get on the board. Their score has been standing still pretty much for almost all the third quarter. I'm trying to think if they even scored a basket in the third quarter. I'm not sure if they did. Alexia puts it up and in. Sandpoint now with 37 is what it should be. Yep, 37. Missed on the second attempt. Birchwood has the board. Moving fast. Oh, but the player's going to dribble out of the sideline and lose the ball. There you go. Sandpoint with possession. Full court pressure, though, coming their way. They're going to have to move it up. Ariana gets the pass in. Takes over to Lindsay. Lindsay's well outside the perimeter. She'll try to get a little bit closer to the basket. Puts it over to the right-hand side. Ariana drives the baseline, gets a pass. Put back, missed shot, put back by Alexia. Goes into the hands of Birchwood, and here we go. Birchwood moving fast in transition. Sandpoint puts a good defense and makes him settle down. High pass gets picked up by Birchwood, but almost lost. Nice defense for Alexia. Number 5 is looking for help. She gets it from 15, and here we go. The ball now in the hands of 15, driving in, but, man, can't make it happen. Pass around to the other side of the perimeter. Shot up for 2. No good. Put back is good. And that's a 7-point lead now. Passing goes right in the hands of five, but tipped off her fingertips. Now bound. Quick timeout as Alexia fixes her shoelaces. Damn point. I've got to get some points on the board here before Brookwood really runs away with this thing. Oh, Ariana runs right into Lindsay. Lindsay picks up the ball, though, fortunately. Back to Ariana. Ariana loses her dribble. Bounce last touch by Birchwood, who knocked out her hands. Lila on the bench. You're good to get her back in this game here. Passing in from Leah underneath the 10-point basket. Long. And it's going to go out of bounds. No, picked up by Birchwood. Here we go. Passing play one. She drives at the post. Makes the layup. 9-point lead for the Warriors. Aston Ariana runs right into the Birchwood player. Her dribble goes off of her foot. And same point, we remain in possession. Long pass to Alexia. She turns up the sideways, goes up the middle, actually. Drives all the way. Trying to pass to their sister, but there's going to be a hell of a ball there. Both these teams are getting very physical. Ball in possession of Birchwood. Here we go. The Warriors have possession now and a 9-point lead. Standpoint using one of those signature Lindsay Holmberg three-pointers here to kind of start moving things back in the right direction. And Standpoint with possession, actually. Okay. A little confusion there on who had the ball. Standpoint will throw it in underneath their basket. Here comes the Eagles. Lindsay gets open for three. Wide open for three. Oh, but she just... Technical against Paige. And they're going to shoot for two. I'm not sure what the technical was exactly. I'm guessing it was a flagrant foul of some kind. Maybe it was saying something on the court. So this will be two wide open shots for the players from Birchwood. They have a 9-point lead right now. Paige is on the bench. First send is missed. All right, second attempt now. She misses that one as well. Standpoint gets lucky there on those free throw attempts. Richard will have possession. Paige is on the bench now, and that's her fourth foul. I think she can still come back in even with one technical. All right, here we go. Birchwood driving the baseline. Defense forced it back outside the perimeter. Shot will go short of the rim into 10's hands, and the putback also not good. Ariana gets the rebound. She's turning fast, and she's not going to pass it to Lila. She takes it in. She looks outside to Lila, who's open, and Lila starts to play point now. Ariana gets the ball, tries the baseline, loses her dribble, picked up by 20. Lila trying to put some defensive struggle on, or effort on there. Pass underneath the basket, wide open. Defense was going close to her. 11-point lead now for the Warriors. Lila with the ball now, drives into the paint, puts up a floater from about 10 feet out, hard off the glass. Alexia gets the put back. That one's in. Two much needed points for Standpoint there, making this back into a 9-point game. There you go, Birchwood with the ball. 5 minutes on the clock. Long shot for two off the back of the iron, picked up by Birchwood. And that's not sure where the rebounding is for Standpoint. Normally, the Standpoint such a strong rebounding team, but there was three attempts right there, and finally, they get the ball to go in. And Standpoint going to line that back to their bench now as Coach Schaefer calls the timeout. Of course, 50-39. 11-point lead for the Warriors. That was a 12-point deficit that they conquered and overcame and now extended their lead into here. And just a big issue here that I'm noticing is that the rebounding in the second half has just been dominated by the Birchwoods. They've had four attempts at every ball. And Standpoint, I think it's just a matter of being tired at this point. You know, they've worked so hard on the road trip. You get to a game like this, they traveled from Kenai, they had to get up super early. And I think, at the end of the day, you just get exhausted, and, you know, it's hard to box out. It's hard to fight for every rebound like that. the Sandpoint's still in this thing. They're down by 11, but, man, if Lindsay can light it up from three-point territory, that could really turn the tide fast. They've got just under 5 minutes to do it in, so I definitely would not say it's impossible. Paige, fresh off her technical, still on the bench. And here we go. Sandpoint will have possession underneath the Cardinals' basket. And they've got to get past this full-court press. So Leah's going to be looking to get it to Lila. They run their circular motion in over to Lindsay. Lindsay's going to take it up herself. She's tightly guarded by five. All right, Lindsay gets past the half-court line. They take their time to run some plays. So Leah with the ball takes it over to the right-hand side of the over to Ariana. Ariana drives into the lane, passes over to Malia. Malia for three. That's going to be short. Ball goes loose. That should be staying right there. They're going to say Ariana touched it. I did not see it touch it, though. All right. Throwing for the Birchwood Warriors. Up by 11. 4:20 left in the game. Here comes Birchwood with the ball. Driving the sideline. All the way down to the baseline, across the post. Oh, man, it looked like it was all ball that Malia deflected there, but player number two got knocked down just because of the sheer force. I think it was a pretty clean deflection. Maybe it was because Malia bumped into her afterwards, though, and knocked her down. Good defensive play by Malia. Her first foul. She was going to make her first attempt. Here we go for the second attempt to the line. 12-point lead now. Granger, 13-point lead. Sandpoint, Sandpoint misses the throw-in. Into the hands of Birchwood. Shot missed. Penn with a putback. Also missed. Into the hands of Lila. The ball was right in front of Lila, but she didn't really make much of an attempt to get her hands on it, and I just think it's a matter of these girls being exhausted. Over here now to Ariana. Ariana crosses over. Takes up the middle. Turns to the right now. Drives in. Loses her dribble. Last touch by 20. You're going to say it's Sandpoint ball. Throwing the ball in to meet Ariana. She sees Lindsay cutting in. Go to Alexi, who's behind the defense. Beautiful layup. Very much needed for Sandpoint there. Now down by 11. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the game. Pass goes into the paint. Oh, good cut. She gets her own rebound. Passes over to 20. And here we go outside the perimeter for Birchwood. Three in the key by number 10 is going to give Sandpoint the possession. All right, throwing it in now. Looking at Lindsay. She's got wide open territory. She's got a run. See if she can't pull for three. She pulls up, passes it to Lila, who drives in. Over to Alexia, same play as last time. Same exact play. Alexia gets open for two. And a quick timeout called by Birchwood, I think, as they are discussing what's going on here. Sandpoint has not, they've closed it within nine now with those two back-to-back under-the-basket shots by Alexia. 3:23 left to go here. This is very closable amount of points for Sandpoint to get back into this, tie things up. So we'll see what Sandpoint can pull off here. It's going to be very close. Birchwood had very strong control of the second half here so far. Sandpoint was doing a good job running things in the second quarter. They came back hard in the third quarter, though, for Birchwood, took the lead and definitely extended it. Now as we get into the halfway part of the fourth quarter, we'll see if Sandpoint can't hold on here and start closing ground and maybe the lead. A good showing from Sandpoint here up in Chugiak. Always a good showing out here. When it comes to Lumen Christie or Birchwood, Sandpoint comes out in force. All right, Sandpoint will have possession. No, it's going to be Birchwood possession. There we go. Buzzer calling the teams out. Birchwood with possession. All right, throwing it in from the sideline. Sandpoint's going to need to have some real strong defense here. Watch the fouling. They've got nine fouls. Getting close to double bonus territory. Pass is tipped up by Malia, but goes into the hands of Birchwood. Here we go. They're having a hard time getting past the half-court line. Good defense from standpoint. Passing it up across the far side of the perimeter. They do break the half-court press. Shot up, no good, into the hands of Malia. Over to Lila. Lila looks down court, sees who's open. Alexius wide open. She puts it up and in. Man, Alexius is killing it right now. Doing a great job bringing this alive here. 52-45 now. Standpoint down by 7. Bad transition. Good defense for Alexia. Makes it a shot, not go down. Alexia deflects the ball this time. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. No foul. No foul called. It's going to be throwing underneath the basket, their own basket for the Warriors. Picked up by Lindsay. Into the hands of Malia. Oh, but no, that Richard steals it back. Shot up, no good. Put back, will go down. Back to a 9-point lead for the Warriors. But Lindsay's open. She gets it, pulls back, finds Lila. Lila hits a pass, but goes into Lindsay's hands, falls to the ground, around the jump ball there. That's going to be for Birchwood this time. Good job by Alexia, really, really bringing some life here as we get close. It's only 2:25 now, and time is the enemy at this moment. Tossing by Birchwood. They're moving fast. Knocked out by Alexia. Don't let it go out of bounds, though. It's going to be the possession for Birchwood. Alexia really coming alive here in these last few minutes. Throwing it in now for Birchwood. Over to 20, takes over the right-hand side. Trying to bring down the clock. Stolen by Alexia. She's got to pull up her dribble. Oh, ball's thrown into the hands of Birchwood. And Malia steals it back. As she tries to regain her dribble, it goes out of bounds. Birchwood. And it seems like every play for the last 2 minutes has just centered around Alexia, making all these plays happen. Birchwood with the ball. Moving over to the right-hand side, trying to burn down the clock. Standpoint needs to put some pressure on them. They bring him to the paint, send back outside the perimeter. Yeah. And they just got to put some pressure on them, force them to do something. They're just going to wind down the clock. Moving up to the perimeter. Standpoint, they might even need a foul here. Oh, they move it down to the paint. Shot missed. Picked up for Birchwood. Nice deflection by Paige, who's back in the game. Ariana sitting down. Moving the ball over. Oh, that's going to be a foul out for Paige. Body check 21. And that's the end of the game for Paige. And Ariana's back in. 90 seconds on the clock. Standpoint trailing by 9. It's going to be a tough bridge to cross for them to get back and tie this one up. They're going to need to see some three-pointers start dropping here pretty quick. All right, one-on-one opportunity here. Shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Alexia. She finds Ariana. She's got Lindsay on her right-hand side. She passed her to Lindsay. She does. Lindsay drives the baseline, loses her dribble, picked up by the Warriors. And here they come back. Ariana comes on hard. No foul called on the defense. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Birchwood. Standpoint with possession. Lila open for the inbound pass. Takes it up to the sideline. Runs the sideline. Bouncing to Alexia. Oh, that one's missed, but she gets her own rebound. Fouls. And only 5 fouls. It's going to be a throw-in for Standpoint. 1:03 on the clock. Standpoint down by 9. Not impossible. Standpoint can cook up here. Bouncing to Alexia. She sends it back to... Whoa! Goes between Leah's hands, between her legs, and out of bounds. Going to be Birchwood throwing in now. Standpoint can use a steal here. They break the defense. Alexia 2-on-1. She's able to stop the defense, though. Good defense from Alexia. Shot missed by Birchwood. Picked up by Lila. Here comes the Eagles. Moving real quick here. They get the right side. Pass over to Lindsay. Oh, it's a short pass that goes too low and hits her foot. Bounced out off of Lindsay's foot. 43 seconds left in the game. 9-point lead for Birchwood. All right, Berkshire with the ball now, trying to burn the clock. Wide open shot for 21, doesn't take it. He just passes around, looking for that clock to run out. They're putting pressure on, making them do something with the ball. Can't just pass around. Oh, they do find 21 wide open, though. Missed shot for goes out of bounds, saved by Lila, goes to the floor. White possession for Birchwood, though. Ariana is full attention trying to get it back. Knocks it out of bounds. Throwing it in now for Birchwood. All right, Warriors over the right-hand side. Looking to move the ball. Ball almost stolen by Malia. Tipped up on a pass by Salinzi. She gets it. Knocks it over to Alexia. Oh, but Birchwood gets the ball back. They're going to run to the basket. Thanks to the layup for 21 at the buzzer. There we go. The end of the game at the buzzer. Birchwood's able to come through a huge deficit, or a big deficit, from 12 points down and wins by 11. The final score is Birchwood 56, Sandpoint 45. 56 for Birchwood, 45 for Sandpoint. And it's one heck of a game for the Lady Eagles. But, man, these two teams are very evenly matched, and they fought real hard. We're going to come back here in just a few moments, and we've got the boys' game coming up. I think they're going to give us 8 minutes. Yep, 8 minutes on the clock, I repeat. We'll be back in 8 minutes.